Tom must be still busy on his other call or whatever it is. But yeah, no, it's you know, it's like anything, Joe. You know, how do they find the bad apples if they don't check everybody, right? It kind of reminds me of this whole due process argument going the opposite direction. Everybody says that, you know, well, you know, an illegal alien, you know, doesn't have rights, so they don't get due process. Yeah, but they get due process to figure out whether they are or not. Until you've determined whether they are or not, they have to, by necessity. How do you find out otherwise? You can't just assume that somebody's, you know, a criminal. You know, they have to get due process. Then if you determine in that due process that they're a criminal, then sure, you know, ship them off. And the same thing, so it's the same thing with finding criminals, you know, in that, you know, how do they find out who isn't able to own a firearm or a gun or something like that, or who doesn't meet the requirements if you don't check everyone? You know, is it Scout's honor? Do I just hold my fingers up and go, I promise? You know, so there's the conundrum. I'm not offering a solution or a suggestion or suggesting it should be one way or the other here. I'm just saying you got to kind of, how are we going to do that then? You know, and that's why I suggest moving it to like the Secretary of State and making it just the process of getting your, you know, it would be an extra burden on them, you know, which, you know, that they would have to do a little bit more thorough background check. And you would basically just get an endorsement. It doesn't say anything about whether you own a single piece of gear at all. It just says you have the right, you know, that you've been cleared. And every time you get your license renewed, which would be the whole periodic thing that I talked about, you know, you would say, okay, they still pass for the F endorsement, and, you know, and I think it solves a lot. But see, you know, for the people that want regulation, it's not enough because it's like, oh, but then we don't know who's got what. Good. It's none of your business, okay, you know. And for the people that don't want anything, it's like, oh, you know, they don't. Well, why? It doesn't say what you got. It just says you have the right to. You have the ability. You know, so I don't know. You know, so like I say, you can't please everybody. You know, if I were the benevolent dictator, that's probably the system I would employ and just take the you know, the 2% complainers. All right, I got to get to work here. Fun topic. So was coffee. Tom, unless you're back, I'm going to throw it over to Rick. I think at this point we'll let Tom jump in when he's back. Rick, and I got to get back to it. W8FU.